Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. In this video, I will show you our three-stage framework, how we scale e-commerce brands from six and seven figures to eight figures. And this is how one of our clients could hit $9 million monthly revenue just after 6 months of working together. I will show you how we identify the problems of the brand, why they are stuck on a certain level. And then I will show you how we use the Pareto principle 80-20 rule to really find the lowest hanging fruit and really put all of our focus there to start growing the brand. And then I will show you the final stage when we start diversifying marketing channels and we start growing the brand using multiple levers. That being said, let's jump to my computer now. The phrase that I constantly hear from e-commerce business owners, we are stuck at seven figures and we try to grow to eight figures, but it's just not happening. We've been trying for years and we are all over the place. Communication, it's all over the place. We don't really have processes. We need somebody to build those out. So I hear this a lot. And many entrepreneurs, they think it's like an acquisition. It's like an ad problem, traffic problem, or even a conversion problem. But I think what really truly is, it's more like a structure and system problem, because you want to make sure that sooner or later you hit eight figures with your business. You just need to have the right systems in place and just really have solid execution. And guys, if you really think about it, then your revenue, it's pretty simple as an equation. So it's nothing else than the volume of your traffic, and then you have a certain conversion rate on the website, you have a certain cart size AOV, and finally you have your returning customer rate, or let's just call it lifetime value of your customer. And this is your revenue. So you can pull one lever, and as I said, most people, they think it's like a traffic problem. They try to increase the volume of traffic. That's their biggest thing. But if in reality, if you increase all of these levers by like 20%, then you end up doubling your business. You increase the traffic by 20, CR by 20, AOV by 20, and so on. So instead of focusing on one thing, we prefer increasing these over time. Even if at the beginning, when we work with somebody as a client, we start focusing on the main thing, to fix the main thing, to get results fast. But over time, we want to pull all of these levers to increase your business. And also your business will be much more stable by doing that. So when we start working with a new client, the step number one that we do is auditing the whole business, especially marketing, because end of the day, we are a marketing agency. So keep that in mind. In e-commerce, there are many other things, so such as your product, such as your sourcing of your product, launches of your product. So that's something that we cannot really affect. You can give you advice, but we are a marketing agency at the end of the day. So we rather focus on these things here that I shared in my previous video that I will link in the description. But basically, we audit different channels of your marketing. So here are a few examples. We go through the email and SMS marketing that you have. We go through your Google ads. We go through your meta ads and your creatives. We go through your whole website. So we really check all aspects of your marketing strategy. We check your ideal customer avatars. We check your competitor landscape and the niche. What's the ongoing conversation in the internet, on Amazon, YouTube, Reddit, different platforms. So we overview all of these, and relying on those, we come up with a plan how your business could be grown to eight figures eventually. And in this diagnostic phase, we find a lot of low-hanging fruit. So for example, here we went to Google Ads and we figured figured out that these guys, they don't really use negative keyword. Or we found, so for example, for this brand, we found that their keyword strategy is just terrible. Their search campaigns could be great, but they don't really use negative keywords. They have a lot of irrelevant keywords, and it's just really a mess. Then we also checked their shopping and PMax. So yeah, how they put the different products into a set, that was all over the place as well. We also double checked their GMC. So many things we found in this audit. And then we do the same for Meta. So for many brands, we can see that their videos, their creatives, they are poor performers. The hooks are weak. There is no clear USP. It doesn't really speak to a specific audience. So yeah, a ton of things that we need to improve in the creatives. And then email, and then so on and so forth. So we find a lot of low-hanging fruits, and this gives us the strategy, and this gives us the strategy that we'll implement in step two. That being said, guys, if you want to have a similar audit, we can do it for free, because we also want to see who we can really help in the e-commerce industry. And if you're interested, go down below. I will put a link there, and feel free to reach out and let's talk about your e-commerce growth. And now back to our main topic. So once we have these audits, step number two will be finding the lowest hanging fruit and executing on that. Okay, so let's say that in the process, we find that the lowest hanging fruit for your business is the conversion rate of your website. In that case, we dig deeper into conversion rate optimization. So we run a deep market research, and we check reviews on Amazon, Reddit, even the Meta Ads library of your competitors, what they've been running. We really check your positioning, the positioning of your competitors. We do a SWOT analysis. So this is a pretty deep research to really analyze your whole marketing strategy, not just CRO. And then we also run a deeper audit on your conversion rate. So once we do this, then we come up with an A-B testing plan, something similar than this, a prioritized A-B testing plan. And here we see that, okay, in the first 90 days, these are the A-B tests that we will run for your brand, and on what pages, following what KPIs. This is the bread and butter of CRO, A-B testing. Besides this, we also set up heat maps, screen recordings, the whole nine yards. So basically, with this imagined client, let's say, we start with conversion rate optimization, and within 90 days, we really want to move the needle regarding conversion rate, and ideally also the average order value of the brand. And ideally, we will get to success, and that's why we have so many success stories. For example, here, we increased the average order value by 90% for this brand, or here's this other one, we increase the average cart size from $900 to $1,400 regarding the cart size on mobile device users. We get the results that we want, and that was step two of the process to really move the needle on one single channel. Why we focus initially on one single channel only? So we typically find that brands, they cannot grow because of one single bottleneck in the whole funnel. Can be acquisition, can be retention, can be the conversion of the website, but typically there is one single bottleneck that you need to remove. So it's not that multiple things don't work, it's typically one single marketing channel when you need to move the needle. And we also found that so many brands, they try to add too many marketing channels too fast, and they try to diversify too fast, and they lose focus. We want to give that focus back to our e-commerce client and really double down on one single thing that needs to work. And then step three, once this happens, expansion or diversification. So here we typically add a second managed marketing channel by our agency. Let's say conversion rate is already fixed, but now we have to work on Google Ads, because Meta Ads, it's already working well, email marketing is in place, but Google Ads, it underperforms. And we realized during this audit that Google Ads could actually convert much more bottom of the funnel and warm leads. We need to work on PMax campaigns, shopping campaigns, maybe even search campaigns. After spending 15-20k a month on Google Ads, we could add even YouTube videos and YouTube as a marketing channel, demand gen, and we start working on that. And of course, when we start doing this expansion phase, we really need to think about it when we want to start doing that. So I'm just sharing this example, let's say, and then here we really want to think about when ideally we want to do it. So we want to set certain benchmarks first. So typically these are, let's say Meta ROAS is already stable, email marketing is above 30% for this brand, and then also we want to hit a certain conversion rate. It depends on your average order value, but let's say conversion rate, it's above 2.5% for this brand, that was the goal. And we also have an LTV CAC ratio above, let's say 4:1 for this brand, or even 3:1, it's fine. So once we hit these benchmarks, we were saying, okay, now let's add Google Ads and let's also add that to the marketing mix. So here's a real life example. For this brand in the automotive industry in the US, we could achieve a 94% ROAS increase for the PMax campaigns, which is the bread and butter of their Google Ads. We generated more than 170K using Google Ads in 3 months. And now we start spending on YouTube next year as well. Basically, this became a success story. And now actually they realized how important Google is besides Meta Ads. And also Google, it's not only to capture the warm audience created by Facebook, but also it can create its own warmed up audience using YouTube and demand gen. And I just shared one example, but in many cases, they add something else that actually we don't manage, but we had partners for. This can be, for example, SEO or Amazon or TikTok ads. These are the most common ones. So there are many ways to grow to 8 figures. And here in my previous video, I already talked about this. So typically what you will really need is these two here. So logistics, I don't wanna talk too much about this, but if you can save on your shipping, if you can save on your product manufacturing, that can really make the math work and how you can really outcompete your competitors in your niche. So don't underrate this one, but that's less about marketing. So I rather want to talk about this more. So diversification. Typically, there are two ways of diversifying at this stage. And one is simply launching new products. And this is more operation heavy. In certain cases, this is a better solution. So you can decide that I own the audience, I have a certain audience, and I will just launch new products to these people and market it to them. So that's one way to go. The other way is, and what I prefer with our clients usually, new marketing channels. So you typically have a certain audience with certain products and you just have only Meta, and then you realize, let's add Google, let's add SEO, let's add TikTok Shop, let's add Amazon or Bing or Reddit ads. So there are so many ways of doing that, or even TV or radio, you could add that. And once it happens, then you know you can scale exponentially. Here's another client who spent more than $2.5 million in the last 12 months for Google Ads, and this is their secondary marketing channel. So this is besides Meta, which is their number one. So guys, don't undervalue adding the second or the third or even the fourth acquisition marketing channel to grow to 8 or even 9 figures eventually. And if you do this, you will really achieve a compound effect. So these 8 things, if you optimize them, especially the last 4 and especially the last 2, then this will really have a compound effect. And if you improve all of these by a few percentage, 10, 20% over time, then you can easily double your business in e-commerce. So guys, if you are at 6 or 7 figures and you've been thinking how you could hit 8 figures, then what you truly need is a structure and a structured approach how to achieve that. The math must make sense. And first you need to audit where you are at the moment. If you need help, feel free to reach out. I put a link in the description just below this video. You can reach out, we can talk about this. We can run these audits to you for free before we work together. And we review your whole business, your customer avatar, your audience, your different marketing channels. And then once we have this audit and we find the lowest hanging fruit marketing channel, we start the work there. We put all of our efforts there in the first 90 days. And once we get a case study from your store, because we get so good results, then we can add a secondary, third, and you know, more marketing channels, and we can help you run those as well. And if we pull multiple levers, just like 10, 15, 20% increase across all of these channels, you will double or even triple your business. And in the meantime, just make sure you have a good team, you have solid logistics, good products, and you are ready to go. That being said, thanks for watching and happy cash flow, guys.